views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
Welcome to Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasek. Marge was searching for the purpose of her life and the truth that would tie everything together to make sense of what was taught and what was happening on our planet, the fire that was creating all the smoke. Through many experiences, she was finally led to the Knowledge Book that provided all the answers. Marge is now talking about this gift to humanity on Knowledge Book Radio, so all can be united in peace, love, and harmony. This live call-in show at 1-800-930-2819 is amazing. So get ready to hear about the Knowledge Book. Here's your host, Marge Potasek.
Hello, everyone. I'm Marge Potasek, and you're listening to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasek on Transformation Talk Radio. For the next hour, as we've been doing for the past year, over a year, we will continue to cover topics from the Knowledge Book. And this week, we're going to talk about the law of acceptance and some listener questions. We received specific questions about the Call to Friendship Association. But before we go on and continue on the topic, just want to remind everyone that our website is www.usa.theknowledgebook.net. The Turkish World Brotherhood Union website is www.dkb-mevlana.org.tr. Excuse me, my contact information is cell phone is 973-787-7035, and my email address, or our email address actually, is mmjp99@gmail.com. This is marymaryjohnpeter99@gmail.com. And please do text or email with any questions that arise from today's topics or from previous shows. And of course, any topics or questions that you have for future shows are very welcome. So let's go into the topic of the law of acceptance. And actually, the law of acceptance is not really defined in the Knowledge Book per se, even though, or at least I haven't found it. Let's put it this way. Because it may be there, I just haven't seen it yet. However, the law of acceptance is defined in our ordinances, and it is stated as such, the following. In the law of acceptance, everything is positive. Well, what does that actually mean? And in order to explore and get an idea of what it actually means, let's go over a bit of history as to where we've been and how we got to the present from where we were a while back. So we've actually undergone billions of centuries of plans that were designed to somehow evolve us and teach us to control our thoughts and for us to be able to absorb cosmic energies. Most of those plans prior to the last 6,000 years have failed for most of us. However, there were some individuals, some beings who were able to succeed in those programs. And those are the ones that basically are coming at this point in time and previous points in time to help us, help the rest of us, get our act together to be able to proceed all together to other dimensions, higher dimensions. So the last programs of the last 6,000 years, we underwent a graduated evolution, starting with learning the laws and the obedience to the laws, which was the Old Testament. And this is the last 6,000 years of a program that they because it was formulated this way, because it was found that when we read sacred texts, when we work with sacred texts, somehow that affects us and it changes our consciousness. And therefore, that's the program that's been in place for the past 6,000 years. And we've been given various sacred texts over time to accomplish certain evolutions at a particular time that met our specific needs at the time that we were living. Okay, so the first 2,000 years of the 6,000 years was the law of the Old Testament, which of course is based on laws and obedience to the laws and the letter of the law. Now, once we finished with that, the next book that came in, the next sacred text that came in, had to do and was based on love. This was the New Testament. And love in combination with forgiveness, that was the program that was applied in the next 2,000 years, combined with the knowledge that came in with the Quran. So the Old New Testament and the Quran was actually a combined program of Christ and Muhammad. And this is where we had love, forgiveness, and social knowledge and law that was brought in at that time. Anyone who successfully completed these programs, these three, or the last 4,000 years that incorporated those three books, then they came into the current period, which started about the year 2000, and we are now ready to go for the next step. And the next step is actually the evolution of the 10th dimension, or what is given to us by the name of the cube system. And the cube system is actually the same system that the lamas of Tibet are able to receive knowledge from. So they've been receiving this knowledge through thought, because they've evolved over through their own programs of bringing down energies through thought power. But we have not been able to succeed in that program, so we are the ones that have gone through a different training period, a different evolution period, plan, through the sacred texts. Okay, and of course, the texts of Tibet and the Far East are sacred texts as well. And the programs of the Far East, the program of meditation, was the first program that was given to humanity. Okay? So up until about the year 1991, we were actually undergoing what was called the evolution of the human with the human. And in the evolution of the human with the human, this is where the characteristics or the qualities of love, tolerance, and self-sacrifice was expected of us. Those were the qualities that allowed us to grow and evolve in the alpha dimension. Okay? And this is also known as the religious dimension. Now, after 1991, we went into a period where we underwent the preparation for the evolution of the 10th dimension. And currently, we are now in the evolution of the 10th dimension, or the cube system. And in this dimension, the evolution of the human is with the system. And the evolution of the human with the system is mission consciousness, personality, and discipline. So we need to become a member of the system first. And we need to become a member of either a council or a flower or a totality of 18 to continue on this next evolutionary step. To actually remember our promise that allowed us to entry into the world dimension and to fulfill our contract with the system. Now, mission consciousness itself entails understanding and executing the guidelines for the particular knowledge book study program we've taken on. And there are programs that dealt with what the council program is, what a flower is, what a totality of 18 are. These have been covered in detail if you have any questions on that one, you could email or text about that. We could cover that again. And what does it mean about personality? Personality means having the consciousness of knowing what to do and actually doing it without fail. And having a strong personality means that you're actually training your willpower to allow the rest of you to follow that will of yours and do what it is that you need to do. And as we know, human growth is basically based on us fighting with ourselves. And hopefully the willpower that tells us, okay, I need to do this now, and we actually do it. So it's a strong personality no matter what comes at you and tries to stop you in accomplishing your mission. Your willpower, your strong personality will allow you to actually do what you need to do. And what does discipline mean? Discipline actually has to do with having a respect for the human, for the system, and for humanity. And this is how we become serious and responsible. This is us controlling ourselves. Where in the religious dimension, there is always someone outside of us that's controlling us, meaning we have a priest or a guru or a lama or a rabbi or an imam, someone who is an outside teacher that is always supervising you, watching you, and you are following the instructions that someone has given you. Here, it's slightly different. We are now responsible for ourselves, and we become our own gurus, our own teachers, meaning although we are given guidelines, we are given ordinances that we need to follow. However, it is we ourselves that supervise ourselves to make sure that we follow those ordinances. So no one calls me from another country, or no one calls anyone from another country or from Turkey and asks, okay, did you give your mission this week? Do you remember that you're supposed to be going to a meeting on Tuesday? Do you remember that you're supposed to be going to a focal point today? Have you done the reading program today? That does not happen. We are responsible for ourselves. We have gotten to the point in our evolution where we are being treated as adults, and adults are those individuals, at least in my estimation, I haven't checked the dictionary, but adults are those individuals who know what to do and actually do it without being prodded by an external force. So we can go over a short recap of the type of evolution we had gone through step by step. And this is something that is given in fascicle 25. And this fascicle 25 is one of the fascicles that are actually given to individuals should they ask for them, or we meet and they seem interested in receiving one. So we still can send these three chapters to anyone who is interested. Just email or text me and provide your mailing information. Not email, but regular postal address. So there are thresholds. There are steps that we needed to go through in order to be able to continue on to the next dimensions. Okay. So the first six in the list of 19 was the threshold of arrogance, pride, vindictiveness, possessions, property, matter, true love, love, friendship, humanity, self-sacrifice, tolerance, effacing oneself from one's own self, and attainment and unification. So these 1 through 6 thresholds, 1 through 6 steps that we needed to overcome. And these gave, and we were in the alpha energies and the training and evolution through the religious dimension of the sacred books. And this is where the essence heart is valid. There is love, and there is love, because all you need is love. And you are learning slowly to give up love for yourself and slowly learning love for the other and to care for the other and to forgive the other. Okay. Now, once you've gone through this training of love, tolerance, forgiveness, and patience, then we went through the next six steps, which was 7 through 12. And this is where we started to get into something a little bit different. This is a threshold of gaining cosmic consciousness, threshold of unifying with the universal consciousness, threshold of being appointed to special missions, like helping each other and healing in accordance with the consciousnesses. Then comes the threshold of being habituated to cosmic energies, both direct, indirect, and in sleep medium. Then we went into a program of getting over our fears and getting over and into crossing over the transition threshold. And then the threshold of being appointed to the path of genuine mission. So this is your pre-preparation for the knowledge book. You've basically finished the religious training in 1 through 6, the alpha energies. Now you've entered 7 through 12, and this is where beta wave energies are coming in. And this is where knowledge from space and science comes into effect. And here is the intellect that is consciously used, and the essence heart, the heart is not valid here. So the way I characterize this type of mentality and this type of training is Mr. Spock. The intellect and logic is valid. Emotionalism, whether it's love or hate, emotionalism disappears. Okay, so this is the beta wave energies, and it's an intermediate step between religion and the knowledge book. And then come the 13th through the 18th, and these actually carry gamma wave energies. And this gamma wave energy is the selection and elimination energies. This is where the weeding takes place, and here is where the genuine humans are found. So in this particular section, the gamma wave energies, we are going through and learning and getting to the levels of consciousness, cognizance, and awareness that is attained while we are performing a mission. So here we are in the knowledge book programs. The other steps, 1 through 12, were preparations for the knowledge book programs, and now we're actually in the knowledge book programs. Then 14 is logic and accountability gained during this permission. Now, responsibility is not the same thing as accountability. If you're responsible for opening door to your business enterprise on a daily basis at 9 a.m., fine, you're responsible. However, there is no such thing as having a liability for the fact that if you didn't open the door, the business could not open and you lost $10,000 that day. But being accountable means not only are you responsible for opening that door, but you would need to somehow pay back that $10,000 that you had lost for the company because you did not open the store on time or didn't show up at all. So there's a difference between responsibility and accountability. Okay, now there's also willpower that's gained during this mission. This is our training ourselves to do what we're supposed to do, never mind what's coming at us and trying to pull us away from that. There's also allegiance consciousness that is gained during this mission, universal totality that's gained during while accomplishing the mission that we're supposed to do, and the humane qualities that we are able to train ourselves in and gain during the missions that we perform. So these are the gamma wave energies. These are the selection and elimination energies. So what happens? These enter gamma energies that this is now what we are in right now. We're in the selection process. We're in the gamma energies. And basically, how they are able to find the genuine humans. Are the individuals fulfilling the mission? Are they giving out missions? Are they meeting on time? Are they talking to people? What is going on? And eventually, through undergoing these 18 steps, we finally arrive at being a genuine human. And what is a genuine human? They are those who have integrated, who have made the intellect and the essence heart one, and have arrived at the evolution of having the consciousness of what to do. And as you know from reading the knowledge book, having the consciousness of what to do is actually mentioned in many, many places. And because we get to the level of having gone through all of these successfully, And having gone to the level of becoming a genuine human, then we gain permission of getting to the 19th step, which is entry to Omega. Excuse me. Now, anyone who hasn't been able to unify the intellect with the essence heart, then what happens to them? They are sent to dimensions to allow them to complete their evolutions through various forms and examinations. So I call this remedial school or refresher courses. You still need work on willpower? Okay, we'll send you someplace that you'll have to work on your willpower and make that stronger. Are you still weak on responsibility? Well, okay, we'll send you to a place where you slowly build up your characteristic, your strength, and responsibility. Whatever quality you are still are weak on and have not been able to fulfill your mission, fulfill your contract of what you had promised to do in this lifetime, you are sent to a dimension that allows you to then learn what it is that you need to learn and come back to the system. Once we graduate, and our graduation day is the time that we go enter into the golden age, which is coming up quite quickly, because we've been given only three cosmic ages. Well, only three cosmic ages now, but we've been given billions of centuries to evolve. But there comes a point where training needs to finish and something else needs to be done. So at this point, we need to get ready for the golden age. The knowledge book is here to prepare us for that. And the previous sacred texts were preparing us for the current times. So what happens? Because time is limited and we still have a lot of evolution to go through, the programs are getting harder. The programs are getting more difficult because we need to accomplish a lot more in a shorter time span. So therefore, we need to somehow do our remedial homework or catch up on whatever we hadn't learned, and we need to pass the examinations in order to graduate and enter into the golden age and to exist. And for those who have been reading the knowledge book, acceptance is mentioned everywhere. But it is not, as I mentioned before, mentioned explicitly. And because I have been hearing about acceptance, I wanted to know what kind of characteristics are seen in an individual who actually has this quality of acceptance. Okay. I kind of know what a responsible person is supposed to do. I kind of know what a person looks like that has willpower. Nothing sways that individual, right? If this is something that they had said they're going to do, they're going to do it. Nothing's going to sway them from that purpose, from that goal. So I wanted to know, how does a person who has acceptance, who has this quality of acceptance actually act? So I asked. And I asked three people, and I received three different answers. The answer that came from one individual, and this individual had been in the knowledge book programs, I guess, about 7 or 8 years. And she said that when you are dissatisfied with a situation, or if you dislike something about someone, and if you are somehow uncomfortable with a person or a situation, then you are not in acceptance. Then I talked to someone else, and this individual had been in the program for about 30, 40 years. And he said that when you have this quality of acceptance, you are always happy. Okay, that's another answer. And then I asked the third individual, and this individual was again part of the programs, was in the system. And she was in the system probably about 15 years or 20 years. And this individual said that acceptance is having the spiritual and the lordly energies in balance. Well, that kind of gave me a vague idea that as long as I saw something that I did not like about an individual or was unhappy with something someone was doing, then I did not have acceptance. But if I see someone driving towards a cliff, at 100 miles per hour, should I not correct them? Am I not then held accountable for not having helped a human and become part of the cause of their possible death? Are we not responsible for teaching and guiding those who need our help and guidance, like our children, students, etc.? Are we just sitting happily, idly by and do nothing to remedy the negativity around us? So I was kind of confused, and especially the third answer was way above my head with this spiritual and lordly energies in balance. So I had no idea what spiritual energies can be gauged in myself, never mind anyone else. I don't know what the lordly energies were and how they manifest in myself, so I had no way of getting at this knowledge that someone had given to me. And so I went back to reading the knowledge book with those questions in my head and about the law of acceptance. And eventually I got to a section in the knowledge book that I was able to get an actual glimpse and understand, at least in part, what the spiritual and lordly energies needed to be in balance meant and how that plays in with acceptance. So one of the chapters helped me to put some pieces of this puzzle together. And basically, the premise is that the spiritual totality, the spiritual energy, the natural totality, was created when everything was created, and it does not need evolution. The spiritual dimension itself is an energy totality beyond dimensions. Now, while the spiritual plan is actually a reflection center that is beyond dimensions, and it is also this reflection center, the spiritual plan, that is the reflection network that has been giving us the evolutionary and universal ordinances. And the knowledge book calls this reflection network that has been giving us the evolutionary and the universal ordinances, aka all the sacred texts and the evolutionary plans in those sacred texts, that's called the eighth dimension. Once we arrive at this eighth dimension, we are then given entry into the lordly or the ninth dimension, the lordly order or the ninth dimension. So it looks like we need to go through the evolutionary program of the spiritual plan to get to the eighth dimension. And once we graduate and get to the eighth dimension, we are then allowed entry into the lordly order, which is the ninth dimension. Now, both the spiritual and the lordly dimensions have nine layers each. And both of these, the spiritual and the lordly dimensions, reflect and project inside of Omega. And they work together collectively in this dimension. What happens is this, that the reflections that are coming from the spiritual plan inside of Omega evolves the individual, while those reflections coming from the lordly plan supervises the individual. One evolves, the other supervises. So how do we accomplish these plans? What steps do we need to go through to be able to accomplish this? We reach the spiritual reflections through thought. And this is how high our frequencies can go. And this is directly proportional to our level of evolution. And we need to be able to attract and absorb the lordly energies into our physical constitutions. So, as was mentioned before, both the spiritual and the lordly dimensions have nine layers. So we're going to go a little bit over how these two plans interact and how we fit into this scenario. So we start out at the first rank of the spiritual plan. This is the third dimension. We should all be familiar with this. This is the world dimension, otherwise known as zero frequency. And this is where we actually start our evolution. And this is where the 10th dimension, the lordly order, reflects. And this is what is called the mechanism of influences. So the mechanism of influences are those totalities in the 10th dimension of the lordly order that provide us the nudges, the pushes, the fires under our feet, the goad at our back, for us to be able to set goals and for us to be able to go onto the paths to gradually orient us to go to the best direction for us to be able to succeed and to evolve. Once we've successfully gotten through this particular evolution plan that's guided by the mechanism of influences, we then go into the second rank of the spiritual plan, and this is given the name of the evolution of Venus. So if you remember, every dimension has its own evolution plan. It's got an entry point, a training, graduated training program, and an exit point. And this is where the 11th dimension of the lordly order is reflecting. And this is what is called the mechanism of supervision. And this is where we get assessed and our energies are protected so that we get just enough of what we need without us being shaken by any energies that come at us. Once we've gotten through this step, hopefully we haven't gone back to the first step of going to the third dimension world frequency, which sometimes happens, we get to the third rank of the spiritual plan. And this is what is called the evolution of Mars. and this is where the 12th dimension of the lordly order reflects. And this is the Supreme Assembly. These are the 48 Supreme Ones that dictated all the sacred texts. And this is what is called the plan of the Supreme Ones, okay? Then we get to the fourth rank of the spiritual plan, and this is called the evolution of Mercury. This is also the fourth rank of the lordly order, and the 13th dimension of the lordly order reflects on this, and this is the almighty energy focal point. And we go up the ladder gradually based on our progress and eventually arrive at the evolution of Saturn, the 18th dimension of the lordly order. Now, we can go through many of the other steps maybe briefly. So we go through 9 of these steps, since there are 9 ranks in both the spiritual and the lordly order. So mighty energy focal point, then comes the 5th rank, both the spiritual and lordly order. And this is the evolution of Pluto. This is where the 14th dimension of the lordly order reflects. And this is what is called the ordinance of the galactic systems. Then comes the 6th rank, which is the evolution of Neptune. The 15th dimension reflects on here of the lordly order. And this is the order of the evolutionary ordinances. Okay. And we go through again to Uranus, to Jupiter, and finally arrive at Saturn. And as we progress through the 9 layers of the evolution plans, we are physically able to attract higher energies with our thoughts and therefore are attaining higher consciousness and frequencies. Finally, getting to the 9th layer of both the spiritual and lordly order, we unify the intellect with the essence heart. We become genuine humans, and we have the consciousness of what to do in every situation. Through these evolutions, our frequency is elevated, and therefore we can connect to higher dimensions through thought. Therefore, to get higher knowledge, and therefore, again, we can receive the higher energies from those dimensions. We get to the point of purification where ego is minimized, where emotions are eliminated, and our actions are always guided by intellect, logic, and awareness. We are connected to the universal, the AS61 magnetic field, and our paths are smooth, and we are protected, and we are able to make the correct decision at every point of the game to make the appropriate actions, say the appropriate words, or not say anything at all. Since our intellect and our essence heart are one, our intellect, as opposed to being a cold Mr. Spock, logic rules, this intellect is guided by love, softened by love, and therefore it makes appropriate decisions, not by logic only. So acceptance is having the lordly and the spiritual dimensions in balance, which means we finally get to the point where ego is minimized and we are in alignment with the law of acceptance, and we are happy all the time with whatever happens because we've made whatever decision is necessary based on a unified intellect and essence heart, based on whatever knowledge we were able to reach through intellect, logic, and awareness, and we are always guided, we are always make the right decision for a particular situation. And we do not have anymore a discrimination consciousness where we will help certain individuals and not help other individuals because they don't look like us or they're not acting how we think they should be acting. So all those answers, even though they seem very different at the beginning, they do seem to agree with each other now that I have a better understanding of what's actually going on. And we are then able to be comfortable and with any human in any situation, and we will be happy all the time. So we also said at the beginning, or in the blurb about the show, that we're going to be talking about negativity. So what is negativity? As far as my understanding is concerned, and based on the fact that acceptance is being happy all the time and having the lordly and the spiritual dimensions in balance, or the intellect and the heart unified, then negativity is still being in the ego, still being in the world dimension, still being at the first step of our evolution. And this is where we are still at a place where our emotions rule, where we still have fear, we still have anger, we still have jealousy, we have rancor, we have covetousness, all those not so great qualities that we really don't like in anybody else and that we don't like in ourselves as well. And we are also in the place where we're thinking that we know the best and we want to change everything based on what we think things should be. And negativity is also being stuck in one dimension, refusing to budge, refusing to expand and grow. It is being uncomfortable with anyone who does not conform to our view or behavior and dress. So this is how we go step by step through every evolution step, eliminating our ego. And once we get to the eighth dimension or the spiritual dimension, we are now at the place where we are able to connect with and merge with the totality of our spiritual energies. Up until that point, we've been given enough of the spiritual energies to allow us to live and to progress and to evolve. But now at the eighth dimension, we get to the point where we're merging with those spiritual totality and we are a genuine human. Okay? So maybe now it's time to go for a break. So you've been listening to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik. And to remind everyone, I would like to remind everyone that our website is www.usa.theknowledgebook.net. And again, telephone number is 973-787-7035. And my email address and our email address is mmjp99@gmail.com, marymaryjohnpeter99@gmail.com. When we come back, we will continue with the law of acceptance and go into the topic of call to friendship association, because those are the questions that we've received. Okay, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Integrate spirituality into your everyday lives on Universe Soul Heart Radio. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Kathleen Johnson explores the concept of sensible spirituality, keeping you grounded, connected, and centered on the path to wholeness. Kathleen has dedicated her life to facilitating holistic healing and wholeness in others. Listen to Universe Soul Heart Radio and learn how to flourish, grow, and impact all we do on planet Earth. For more information, go to universesoulheart.net.
Stay juicy. Tune in to Your Juicy Love with me, Una Drake, co-hosting monthly with Dr. Pat, and every second Monday at 12 p.m. on Transformation Talk Radio. My show, Your Juicy Love, helps you find the dynamic, life-affirming love you've always wanted. Transform your relationships and bring peace, joy, and juicy, juicy love to planet Earth. For more information, visit unadrake.com.
Amber Teal, founder of The Healthy Edge, is bringing you the hit show Healthy Edge Radio, living with power, passion, and purpose. Amber provides the support and tools necessary for you to finally release the weight and emotions that are hidden beneath the weight. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information on how you can take the next step with Amber, visit GetTheHealthyEdge.com.
Are you stuck in unhealthy habits, toxic relationships, or low self-esteem? Do you crave a life of inspiration, love, self-acceptance, and fun? Sounds like you're on the verge. On the verge to your next big thing. Join Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio, helping you use your breakdown for a breakthrough, overcome life's greatest challenges, and live the life you want and deserve. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio or visit SeattleHealingHypnosis.com for more information.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
We're back on Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasek on Transformation Talk Radio. And again, a reminder, the website is www.usa.theknowledgebook.net. Telephone number is 973-787-7035. And we'll continue with our topic for today, which was Law of Acceptance and listener questions or information about the Call to Friendship Association. Just to recap, Law of Acceptance, the actual definition or explanation or description of the Law of Acceptance is that in the Law of Acceptance, everything is positive. And I want to add something else here, and that is in the Law of Acceptance, we get to the point that we also understand that everything that is happening, including that car that's speeding off, leading to a cliff at 100 miles an hour, has a purpose and a goal, and eventually everything that happens produces a positive result. That everything that is happening because we are being purified of our egos. We're being removed of all the misunderstandings, misconceptions of what things are and how they are. We are getting closer to understanding of how things work, who we are, where we are as far as our evolution is concerned, and what our job is and what our mission is on this planet and what we're supposed to do here. So we are here to save everyone. And all of us are working together on this. So whatever is happening, no matter how negative it may seem, it always produces a positive result. And I know personally over my past life, anything that I've learned that was worth learning, I've always learned through the tough road. All the mistakes that I've made, seemingly negativities that I went through, produced the most positive results in me and allowed me to grow. Okay, so we'll finish with the law of acceptance. If you have any questions, please do call or email. We'll cover them. So the question was asked, what is the Call of Friendship Association? And here is the answer. So the Call to Friendship Association, or the World Unification Program, was formed a year ago. It's a brand new program. It's still in the formation stage. The first World Unification Program Congress was held last year on June 22nd and 23rd in 2017 in Istanbul, Turkey. The actual official language of the Call to Friendship Association is English, and all the programs and communications that are done is conducted in English. Now, the actual Call to Friendship Association program consists of the following groups. One is the founding 18th Italian in Istanbul, and they are the ones that have the administrative responsibility. They are the ones that organize the events. There are 18 individuals that prepare all the necessary infrastructure, that provide any guidance or any ordinances that are coming in about what should be done, when and how things are to be functioned. So that organization, that totality of 18 is in Istanbul, and they're the administrator. Okay, they're the ones that actually legally created this organization in Turkey. Now, there is also a group of 72, again, they're in Turkey, and these are four totalities of 18. And these totalities, four totalities of 18, they have their own special, specific mission in Turkey. Besides the founding 18 and the group of 72, there is also a ring of 12, and they are called the world leaders. And they are the ones that are responsible for writing and giving at least one speech on a world topic every month somewhere in the world. And the objective here is, the goal here is to take whatever world knowledge exists in the world and connect it and correlate it to the knowledge book and to the knowledge book magnetic field. So that's their job, to produce one speech a month. So there will be 12 speeches produced every month. So there will be 144 speeches produced every year, and there are at least 144 speeches being given on this planet somewhere. And that, again, the goal is to connect the world knowledge that it exists in the world, to connect it to the knowledge book magnetic field, and to correlate that knowledge to the magnetic field. Now, because these programs are done in English and the speeches are also done in English, now there is a ring of six that is composed of those individuals who maybe have heard one of the speeches given by the 12, by the ring of 12, and they want to be able to then take this speech and give it to the people in their country. So the job of this ring of six is actually to take the speeches that are being given to them. They don't write the speech. The speech is being given to them. And at least one of them needs to have a good knowledge of English, because their job is to translate that speech in English to the language of their native country and then present that speech in their native language to individuals or to places in their own country, and they give at least one speech a month in their country. Okay? Now, the actual website for the Qualter Friendship Association is www.qualterfriendship.org. Again, www.qualterfriendship.org. Right now, it's still the website for last year. However, it will be updated shortly for the 2018 program. Now, the Qualter Friendship World Unification Program Congress is being held in this year on June 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. And every year from here on in, this will be the second year that it's being held. Last year in June 22nd and 23rd was the inauguration program, the inauguration congress for the Qualter Friendship Association. So from here on in, June 21st, 22nd, and 23rd is when the Qualter Friendship World Unification Program Congress is going to be held. And this is not the only event that actually is held in Turkey. This is the latest and the newest of the events that are being held in Turkey. So right now, there are four events that are held. And it is advised that everyone should come to Turkey at least once to be in the Direct Alpha channel and take part in the unification of humanity. So usually the first program that's held in Turkey every year is the Universal New Year Gala, and that's held on February 18th. And this again goes on every year. Then the second event, that's the Hello to Cosmos signature event, and this is held on the first weekend of June every year. And then comes the Call to World Peace from the Universal Brotherhood, and this is held on November 1st of every year. Now, at each of these three events, that the New Year's Gala, Hello to Cosmos signature event, and the Call to World Peace from the Universal Brotherhood, there is a meeting with Mrs. Chirac at each of those events. And at that meeting, Mrs. Chirac gives us additional information, and answers to questions to anyone who has questions in the group. So that happens every year, three times a year at those events, okay? Now, everyone is welcome to attend all these events. If you would like to join the Qualter Friendship Association, there are, as usual, guidelines that we need to fulfill to be able to be part of that group. So if you're actually interested in going to Turkey, everyone is welcome. And so please visit our website for more details about these programs. I know the dates for the upcoming June meeting are already up on our website. Or email us at mmjp99@gmail.com with any questions about this. What we do is there's a group in New York City, and everyone is responsible for paving their own way and paying their own way for these. However, what we do and what the organization does, the World Brotherhood Union organization does, is that we are in contact with hotels, and we get special deals on hotels because we get group rates, and we do get transportation back and forth between the venues and events. We tend to stay together as a group. And it's lots of fun to meet everyone from all over the world, whether it's Russia or Turkey or South America, Colombia, Ecuador, Peru, Chile, Brazil, Mexico, Canada, Germany, whoever. We all get together and meet each other and talk to each other. It's lots of fun. So if you're interested, please do call us. So again, Call to World Friendship was inaugurated in Turkey last year. There are other events that are held three times every year, and we are more than welcome to join. And I think this is about what time we have for this program. I would like to invite you to come to the Focal Point in New York City. If you're around in New York City, we have it on Saturday, 7 p.m. Please do come by 6:45. Again, we provide introductory conferences to anyone who wants to have them. And if you would like to invite one of the speakers that are in the United States to come and give a call to friendship speech in your area, let us know. And as always, we do have the three chapters available for those who would like them. Just post us, text us, email us your postal mail address, and we'll be able to provide those to you. Again, join me every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific time on the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Patasek. And as we've been saying, and as Mrs. Chirac frequently reminds us, you are the ones who will save the world. So stay well. We will see you next week. Take care.
You've been listening to Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Patasek. Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity, and its time of transition to the Golden Age that provided the truth and energies and frequencies. Now, she shares information from and answers questions about the Knowledge Book with you each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit Marge at usa.theknowledgebook.net.